It's a schosen and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And we have the Leil HaSeder, one of the most important nights of the year, coming tomorrow. And Baruch Hashem, I've been zeichet to give a couple shirim on Zoom. And I'm not going to give over all the Torah of what I've been giving on Zoom. But I decided I want to do a chazara review of different points that I mentioned in these, some of these shiurim that I was speaking about Pesach. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to come and ask a couple of questions. Some of it obviously is going to be related to the Haggadah, but a general sense of Pesach. And then hopefully we're going to walk into the Pesach Seder with these major yesodos that we could bring into our lives in a very practical way. This year again is for the Refuah Shlema, for my grandmother, Liba Bas Tova. She should have a quick Refuah Shlema, Rebbetzin Bamzer. She should have a quick Refuah Shlema. So the Mishnah tells us in Psachim, the Mishnah tells us in Perek Yud, in Arvei Psachim, Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah says, very famous Mishnah, Bechol Dor Vador Chayiv Adam Liro says, Atzmo Ki Ilu Hu Yatzo Mimitzrayim. Every generation has to feel that they're ki'ilu, that they're leaving Mitzrayim, shenemar, according to Pasuk, in Shemos Yigimel, Pasuk Ches, v'igadta l'bincha bayom ahu le'mor. You should tell over to your children on this day. And as we all know, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, the Rambam's found in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Kamis U'matzah, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that it's not just a din of liros, it's a din laharos. That a person needs to really feel that he's leaving Mitzrayim. And the obvious question is, it's a very difficult mitzvah, the Brisker Rav. They quote B'Shem the Brisker Rav, but it's the most difficult mitzvah of the year, to really feel that we're leaving Yisias Mitzrayim. And again, we're in a year craziness, which we'll talk and we'll try to interrelate it. The past couple of Parsha Shirim have been talking about the Corona, and it has really affected all of us in so many different ways. And we have to daven. And even if we don't have our minyanim, we still have to daven, which we'll talk about. So, however, to really feel this mitzvah of ki'ilu yatsumi Mitzrayim, it's so difficult. How can a person really feel like he's leaving Mitzrayim? Furthermore, we all know the story of Yisias Mitzrayim. We all were told as little children, we know about the Eser Makos, we know about everything. And every year we come and we go into all the details, the Haggadah, and we learn it up. Why is this the only holiday? Pesach is the only holiday that we have such a mitzvah. The Higadta Labincha Bayom Ahu. There's actually, people don't know this, but that there's a mitzvah to stay up the whole night. Shavuos is a minog. Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves as a minog. But Pesach, there's a mitzvah to stay up all night. But again, how can we really feel Laharos, this Rambam, and why such a detail, the emphasis, the questions, the answers? We know the story. We learned about the story. So the story doesn't change. The Haggadah never changes. Obviously, you can always have more insights. But why are we going to such detail of the story on the Leil HaSeder? We'll call that question one. Question two. And again, I've said this over in my past, some of my, it's a chazara, I've said it over in my past Zoom shiurim, if anyone wants them. One of my Gavaldic Talmud, Shairo Zelinsky, give a nice shout out. He wrote out beautiful notes. They're even better than my Divrei Torah, the notes. I can send them out to whoever wants. Send me an email, yisraelbloom1@gmail.com. You know those emails that you see about Parsha Shears, I always make jokes that you click it off. Maybe not clicking off now, maybe you are, maybe you're not up to this point. But YisraelBloom1@gmail.com, I'd love to hear from everyone. I know I always write that. Even if I don't send you the personal email, I do want to send you a personal email. Please send me an email, I'll send you over the notes. We could talk Divrei Torah. Okay. Right, question two. We know that we have the Dalid Kosos. We have the Arba Kosos. And the Yerushalmi that Rashi brings down, and the Rashbam brings down in Psachim, in the beginning of Arvei Psachim, Yerushalmi has a lot of different makoros for Dalid Kosos. The famous one, which we all know, is coming Vehotseti Vitsalti Vigaalti Vilakakti. Vehotseti that we left, Vitsalti, we're saved. Vigaalti, we had the Geula Vilakakti, and we remain into a nation. There are other Makoros, which we spoke about on the Zoom share, about really it's the Makor for the Sar Hamashkim with Yosef. We know that the Sar Hamashkim gave over to Paro in his dreams four times. It says, Yain says Yerushalmi, a whole separate idea just in that. A lot of other Makoros. Ask the Gevaldik Ron, the backup socket. The Ron says, I don't get it. Why specifically Dalet Lashonus? Why is it specifically wine? Okay, I understand there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. There's an idea, but why specifically wine? You could have had four of anything, and four is a major theme in the Leil HaSeder. But why Dafka are we creating all the different chelke of the Seder, or we're making it on a cup of wine? What's it all about? And furthermore, the obvious question is, the Gemara says between cups 1 and 2 and 2 and 3, you're allowed, you know, you get hungry, everyone's been waiting. Pesach's the time before Pesach, you can't eat anything, you don't know what to do with yourself, right? Everyone, there's like I was saying yesterday, that in my Zoom share, I was talking about my Zoom share, that what's the big hack for women? The hack is, when do I turn over my kitchen? Oh, I turned over my kitchen 4 months ago, right? And men, what are they like bragging? Now we don't have it because no one's davening in shul. But what's the big question? So new, when was your Pesach Seder over? My Pesach Seder was over 3 months ago. You try to embellish. Okay, we'll have to, you know, I mean, our kids or whoever's going to be at the Seder this year, you can't, like, make it up because they're at the Seder with you. We can tell your neighbors, maybe. Ah, my Seder was till 3:30 in the morning. Okay, anyway. But we know, so you're very hungry. You're very hungry. However, says the Gevaldik, we know that between cups 3 and 4, so again, you can take little sips. No one really does it. Sometimes we get a little cheap on our grape juice or what. But you can take little sips, dip the finger, whatever. But between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink. Why is that? Why between the third and the fourth cup are you not allowed to drink? Okay, that was based on the four. Fine. Question, again, we're breaking into section, but question three. We know right in the Kiddush, very interesting, the Gemara says in the Kiddush that if you don't say the words Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, says the Gemara, M'sachim Kuf Yitzayinam Abayis, the Gemara says you're not Yotze. Why? You didn't say one little line. You didn't say Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's it all about, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim? And furthermore, we say right in our Kiddush, we say Chag HaMatzos. Ask the great Lady Barditchev, who's one of my ancestors. I don't get it. We refer to Pesach as Pesach. No one says, oh, how's your Chag of Matzah? I mean, it is a theme, obviously, Matzah. But it's called Pesach, the Gemara Pesachim. We refer to Pesach as Pesach. But with the Rabbonu Shalom in his Gevaldik Torah, Torah Shevichsav, and whenever in the liturgy of the Kiddush, we refer to it as Chag HaMatzos. In Yal V'Yovo, it's Chag HaMatzos. Why? Why is that? Why is that so? Question four. I know whenever we have more than three questions, but again, it's the Leil HaSeder. It's all about the questions. Question four. There's a lot of dialectics going on. I just wanted to know if I use that word right or whatever. Dialectics. There's a lot of differences going on. There's a lot of things, contradictions. It's not as big a word as dialectic, but contradictions going on in the night. I'll give you a couple. You have so many examples. You see this throughout the whole Haggadah. You see so many contradictions. Machlokes, Baruch Shomer Haftachaso, that Hashem's going to keep His promises. The Ritva says there in the Gemara Pesachim, what is the promise? The promise of Bris Ben Abisarim, right? That Avram was told that he's going to go. There's going to be 400 years, a whole separate question. Really, we got one after 210. Ayin the Rambam, ayin the Ravid, ayin so much Torah just on that topic. Why we went 190 years earlier, what's that all about? There's a big Beis HaLevi. Okay, I'm not trying to show up. There's just a lot of Torah on this. So, Bris Ben Abisarim, Avram Avinu was promised that we're gonna be sojourners, we're going to be in Mitzrayim, but we're going to finally get it. We're waiting for that Geula, that final Geula. However, Rashi says, you know what? You know what, Shomer, Baruch Shomer Haftachosu, I'm going to keep your promise. Ki gerin yeh bizarecha. You're going to be an avdus. You're going to be in slavery. What kind of promise is that? Furthermore, halach ma'anya, right? We start off the magid, halach ma'anya, the great Nesivis, the great, one of the greatest achronim, he wrote a whole parish just on every line of the Haggadah, says the Nesivis just in the beginning of halach ma'anya. There's so many contradictions. On the one hand, we have matzah, which is lechem oni, which is poor man's bread, but the Gemara says in Pesachim, amdaf, lamed vav, that it's, we sheonim, why is it called lechem oni? Sheonim dvarim harbi. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That we say hallel. Matzah is the time of saying hallel. The Abarbanel, right in the Manashtana. Everyone, you know, all the kids, they say Manashtana. Right in the Manashtana, there's so many contradictions. On the one hand, we're doing a seba. We're doing leaning to show our freedom. Whole separate discussion. If you don't lean, are you yotze? I give a shout out to Uncle G in the Zoom share, and he's getting into it. Oh, if you don't do a certain part of the mitzvah, are you yotze or you're not yotze, right? So now you have a seba, you're leading like a king, but at the same time we're talking about maror. What is it? And furthermore, Rabbi Akiva, the great story. Again, we go into all the paragraphs. Last night I went more into detail in the Zoom share. I went into detail of the Magid and going through the whole story. Just in the whole story with the rabbis getting together, the great Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yeshua going to the town of Rabbi Akiva, they were his rebbes. Why would Rabbeim go to Rabbi Akiva? Seems like a contradiction. And also Rabbi Elazar is the one says in the scene, so Rabbi Elazar is the one that says you have to stay home. V'samacht b'chagecha, v'samacht b'ishtecha. You're not allowed to leave. So how come he went to Rabbi Akiva? Why specifically Rabbi Akiva? What is this night? It's there's so many contradictions going on. And we'll say 4b. There's a beautiful medrash, which we might know about, in Eicha Rabasi, in Paragimel, that says that on Tisha B'Av, the night of Tisha B'Av is the same night of the Leil HaSeder. That's why some people, they have the minog of the egg. You have the egg that represents the roundness, like on Tisha B'Av. Some people say it's because of the Karman Chagiga. But what's the connection? What's the connection between Tisha B'Av and Pesach? Again, similar to four, it seems like a contradiction. So again, we have a lot of different stuff. Let's just cause over quickly just the different ideas. Okay, I don't want to go so long. Whenever I say I go very long, but I don't want to go so long. And I just want to come out with a couple Yesoidis that we could bring into Leil HaSeder. But again, the first question, again, if you have the questions quick, you got it. If you don't got it, you don't got it. First question is, how can we really feel that we're leaving Mitzrayim? The second question, why specifically wine? What's that all about? Question 3, why are we referring to the Kiddush and the different liturgy? We refer to it as Chag HaMatzos, but whenever we refer to Pesach, it's Pesachim, it's Chag HaPesach. All these contradictions, is it a happy day? Is it a sad day? Is Maror, we have Matzah, is it freedom? Is it not freedom? What's going on? Rabbi Akiva, what was that all about? And how come Tisha B'Av with the egg? What's the idea that Tisha B'Av, the same night that Tisha B'Av falls out during the week, is the same night as Pesach? So what's going on? So I think, again, there are a lot of different yesodos within these questions. And again, I'm going to try to interrelate it with the time that we're going through right now, the very difficult time. And again, a lot of people, this has been a totally different experience. Pesach's a hard holiday to get into, get prepared, and so much cleaning and cooking, and it's hard for everyone, probably harder for the women than the men, right? It's usually how it works. But now all of a sudden you have Corona and the world's going crazy and the world's getting shut down. They're shutting down Israel for Pesach. It's crazy. And Mamish Nebuch, we see all the crazy news and the tragedies that are going on in the Jewish community and the world at large, the economic pressures, and just, it's crazy. No one knows what's going to be, and it's scary. It's scary what's going on, right? In Israel, there's an egg shortage. That's all. I mean, again, it's not like the biggest deal, but gotta have food. But again, there's the craziness going on. So what's it all about, and how are we going to answer up all these kashas? So I spoke about last week, we've been speaking a lot about emunah and bitachon, the idea of really bringing our faith, our trust in Hashem, because that's what it's all about. To really, even though we don't even have our shuls, and we don't have our yeshivas open, and it's a very scary time, because the way to be mechazek ourselves, obviously, is with the tefillah, and with the Torah, which, you know, we're making our own personal houses into that. Baruch Levine with A.B. Rottenberg just came up with a beautiful new song. When I was a kid, my mother used to always the Journey songs. I was made way back in 18 with a whole song. I don't remember all the words. I don't make it up. He's always played in the car. The Journeys is always in the car. And then they just put a new song about the Sefer Torah, right? That the Sefer Torah was lost and they found the place. And they made this beautiful song. You can see it. Yeshiva World News. You could Google Baruch Levine. It's a beautiful song. How we need our Sefer Torah back. And we're not able to be in shul. So we're dealing with a lot about emunah and bitachon, a lot of putting our trust in Hashem, our bitachon, more than just trust, but really making it real, realizing that the Rabbono Shel Olam is really in our lives, and we see that so clearly. I think, to answer the first kasha, how can we really feel that we're leaving Mitzrayim? So the way I do it, if anyone's heard me say shiurim, and it's true, you know, I try to get my kids into it after prayer a little. You know, I don't know if I'm going to leave my house this year. It's a little scarier. But, you know, I take the kids out with the suitcase. I love my suitcase. And I take them out and we get into it. And we try to make. I try to tell them I'm Paro and tell them I have to make pyramids. And I get all my little kids scared. It's like really cute. I have them crying, little Seder or whatever. No, they get into it and we go out. And my kids don't want to do it. They think, you know, I'm a weird guy, whatever. But now most people are not going to do that. So how are we really going to feel like we're leaving Mitzrayim? So I think one idea. Mitzar is a boundary. We put boundaries on ourselves. We put limits on ourselves. We don't believe in ourselves so much. But the Rabbono Shel Olam believes in us. He put us in this world for a reason. He loves us. And we have boundaries that are stopping us from accomplishing things, whether they're financial boundaries or religious boundaries. So many things that are stopping us. A person needs to believe in himself. We got to believe that we could do it. We got to get out of those personal Yisias Mitzrayims. We have to realize that the Rabbono Shel Olam believes in us. That's why he put us in this world. That's what it's all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said on Leil HaSeder, why is Leil HaSeder such an important night? Because it's the night where I made you into my chosen nation. You! You were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Things looked so bleak. You had this great leader, Moses, getting in. Moshe Rabbeinu trying to save the day. No one believed him. The Beis HaLevi says beautifully that when Moshe Rabbeinu, it says the word me'az. The Medrash says, the Beis HaLevi says an amazing Medrash. The Beis HaLevi says that me'az bati. Looking for the Medrash. Okay, can't find it. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu complained, and he said, "Me'az bati," that I came to Paro v'chatati. He said, "Listen, I'm no," and says the Medrash, says the Beis HaLevi, "Az that I have az. I came to Paro. It looked so bleak. He didn't believe anything I was saying. He's like, get out of here. These are my slaves. Get out of here." And the word az says the Beis HaLevi, because just like it was so difficult for Moshe. But then guess what? At the end of the day was Az. I was Yashir Moshe. That even through the difficulty, even through the hardship, it's still, we persevered at the end. And that's this idea. The idea that we come to Leil HaSeder. You know why we go so much into the detail? Because if we want to build our children, if we want to build the future generation, we have to explain to them that life's about the ups and downs. But the Rabbono Shel Olam is going to carry us through. There's ups and there's downs and there's great times and there's bad times. And it's never bad. We don't have a limited sense. We don't understand everything. But it's through the Az. It's through the Yisias Mitzrayims that we have the Geula. That's what it's all about. Comes along the great Netziv. And then it says, "Vehotseitzi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti." Why specifically wine? Says the great Netziv, Rosh Yeshiva V'lodzhin Yeshiva, 1816 to 1893, one of the greats, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. And he says, wine is the only thing that a person's status changes. Wine, it goes, yeah, right, nah, you go a little, you drink a little, and then you drink a little more, and a little more, and then your status changes. Says in its sieve, Klal Yisrael's status changed. It went from Vehotseisi, that they were leaving, and then Vitzalti, there was a complete, they weren't, there was no servitude, they didn't have the pressures. Vigaalti, they finally totally got out. But Vilakachti, they were made into a nation. I once heard from my grandfather, Chaim Zev Bamzer, Al Vashom. He used to have Zechus to sit next to him at the Pesach Seders. My parents would throw down. We used to go, right, we used to scholar in residence, different places, Cancun, different great places we went to. And I remember him always saying this, why between 3 and 4? Because 3 and 4 is a separation between Vigaalti, Vilakachti. It's not just enough that you have the physical freedom. You got to put it into the spiritual freedom. Vigaalti Vilakachti. That's why they say, why is there no bracha of Shachianu on Sfiras HaOmer? Nice little vort. Why not? It's a bracha that comes every year, Sfiras HaOmer. You know why? Because you can't have, you need, the Ramban says, you need to bridge the gaps between Pesach to Shavuos. That you take the physical freedom and you turn it into the spiritual freedom. Life's nothing without spiritual freedom. If you want to be a Ben Chayrin, you want to be a free person, you know what Zman Chayrus means. You know why we say that you need to mention Yesias Mitzrayim. Why? Because Hashem said, I'm going to give you Zman. I'm going to give you time. What's an Eved? An Eved is someone that doesn't have his own time. He's always subjugated to his master. What's a free person? That he has his own time, a Ben Chayrin. He could decide what he wants to. Obviously, he has to do good things with his time. That's why our first mitzvah of the Torah, in Parshas Bo, Achodesh Azalachem, the mitzvah of the new moon, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, the time of Zman, time. Hashem has given us the time for greatness. He's given us the ability to use our time, and we have more time on our hands now. How are we using our time? Which we'll talk about soon. Yeah, it's getting late. But how are we utilizing our time? So that's question two. We can't drink between the third and the fourth cup because we have to connect the physical freedom to the spiritual freedom. Says Rav Levi Barditchev, why do we refer to as Chag HaPesach, Pesach, Passover? And Hashem, in His Torah, refers to it as Chag HaMatzos, because Hashem looks what we did. We were on the 49th level of Tumah, we had to get out of there, and right away, we didn't waste even 1 second, Chag HaMatzos, we took it out. We had to show our love, our desire to be close to Hashem. And what do we refer to is called a Pesach, because Hashem, what's Pesach represent? Pesach represents the idea that Hashem skipped over our houses. Pesach, Rashi also brings Rachamim, Hashem showed His love for us. Pesach. So we do what we can for God. Right? It's like Gemara in Brachos. In Hashem's tefillin is Mika Amcha Yisrael, how great is the Jewish nation is. Our tefillin, Shema Yisrael. We do what we can for Hashem, and Hashem does. It's this relationship. If you get out of yourself and do as much as you can for the other, and they do everything for you, that's a beauty. It's hard. It's not an easy relationship. It's not easy because everyone has their own identity and their own. But if a person does everything for the other, and the other does for the other person, that's a real. But if we do it all we can for the Ribbono Shel Olam, wow, how our lives will be so amazing. So Hashem is focusing on what we did for Him, and we're focusing on what God does for us. Why all these contradictions? What's it all about? It's not a contradiction. It's like we were saying in that Medrash of the Beis Halevi. It's not a contradiction. Through the struggles, and again, when a person's going through the struggles, you never mention this because we don't judge. We're not God. We don't know why certain things are happening. Everyone's trying to figure out. No, we don't know anything. Right? We do what we can. We do our ishtalus. Right? My uncle said to me, shame my grandfather, say ulamad, go out. You got to learn the emunah. You got to talk about it. You got to make it part of your life. You got to make the Torah part of your life. Say ulamad. But when a person is going through this struggle, we don't know. But sometimes afterwards, and sometimes a person will never know, afterwards, a person looks and he sees, wow, look what he became of himself through that struggle. Matzah. Matzah represents lechem oni, but at the same time, lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. The idea of a poor man's bread, bread that we had in Mitzrayim, but it's also talking about the bread that we took out of Mitzrayim with us. Maror. Maror represents the bitterness, but at the same time, the Gemara says, chasa. A lot of people use lettuce. Why chasa? Chas, because Hashem showed us rachamim. All, it's not contradictions. Manishtana, no, we have the Mor and the Hasib, but we put it all together. Because it's all about bringing the Emunah, bringing the Ribbono Shel into our lives in a real way. Closing our eyes and saying, God, look what you've done. Look what you give to me. All these amazing things. And yeah, there's hardships and we don't always understand everything. But we try to look in a positive way. You know what Rabbi Akiva represented? Rabbi Akiva represented, the Gemara tells us at the end of Makos, the famous Gemara, that all the other Tanayim saw the foxes and they were crying and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Because Rabbi Akiva was able to always, as the Gemara says in Brachos, Gav Samach, Kol Rachmono Letav of it. And sometimes it's difficult. But he was always able to look at the good side of things, even when things look bleak. You know why his rabbis came to do the Seder in Bnei Brak? Because they needed the inspiration. They needed to get from Rabbi Akiva, who was always able to look at the positive, and they had to come to his town. That's what it's all about. The idea of Emunah. The idea of Emunah and Bitachon. Why? On Tisha B'Av, the same night as Pesach, Wednesday night this year, it's going to be Wednesday night Tisha B'Av. So a lot of different answers. But one answer is this idea like we're saying now, is that Tisha B'Av represents when we're on the floor and we're mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. And Pesach represents the Geula, and we want the Geula, but we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But Pesach represents the yearning that we got out of Mitzrayim. And we're on our way. We're on our way. They say on Tisha B'Av Mashiach's born. And we're yearning for that Mashiach. The crisis in the world, what's going on in the world is crazy. And we don't know what to do. But all we know that we know what we could do is just turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, last week I spoke about the Karban Todah. How we have to publicize Persume Nisa. And that's what it's all about. My good friend Elon. Spoke to him today, and I said, listen, we were talking about the Karban Todah, and I said, you know, that Gemara and Brachos, and Dafn and Dalid, that's the Pesach Seder. I think the Marsha says this. The Pesach Seder, when do we say Berachos HaGomel, the Todah? When a person is saved from the sea, he goes into a desert. He was something, he was in danger. We were in danger, Mitzrayim. And Hashem had did Nisim in the flows, and he took us out. Because he loves us so much. He loves us so much. So we're trying to be mechazek ourselves. I heard a great story. My wife told me she heard a great shir on Torah Anytime from Rav Eitan Feiner, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, the Rav of the White Shul. I know him a little, a tremendous person. And he was talking about this idea of being mechazek, the Olam with Emunah, and was able to see the video also after. It was Gevaldik, and he told an amazing story that a big Rav from Bnei Brak came to visit him in five towns. And he said that him and his wife, they had a child, a baby girl, and she was a dwarf. She was a midget. And for his whole life, he was crying, and he was crying. What's going to be? What's going to be with her? How's she going to get married? How's life? What's going to be? And he was always crying. And one time, his daughter turned to him and said, Tati, Dad, like, why are you always crying? He said, I'm nervous, and what's going to be? So she turned to him And she said, listen, when Klal Yisrael was getting out of Mitzrayim and the Mitzrim were chasing them, the Mitzrim on one side, the Yam Suf on the other, and there was nothing to do. They had to go into the Yam Suf, Moshe, Nachshon ben Aminadav, and the Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamed Zayin that it was going, the water was going up to their knees and it was going up and up and up. She turned to her father and said, and I was born this way, the Rabbeinu Shalom made me born this way, when it was at your knees, because we believe everyone was at Har Sinai, everyone was at Yetzias Mitzrayim, all of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem gave us the freedom, us the Torah, that when it was up to your knees, it was over my head, and I still had the Emunah, I still believed everything's going to be okay, I still believed I'm going to make it through. And this Rav came to refine her and said, she had so much Emunah, and guess what? She just got, she became a Kala. Wow, Emunah. And again, we don't always understand things. But what Pesach represents is the time where Hashem says, I love you so much. I made you into my chosen nation. It doesn't stop just in the Pesach. It obviously goes, and we have to be mechazek ourselves. Mechazek ourselves in the Torah. Mechazek ourselves. Realizing that it's a sphere, it's a omer, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, you want to become a Yirei Shamayim, it's about doing things, speaking about it, putting it in, doing things in practice, bringing Siyata Dishmayas into your life, making Torah. And again, we have more time. We're all stuck at home. We're home, and it's hard to daven sometimes by yourself. It's going to be hard Pesach. But give yourself a couple minutes, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Bring in Kriyat Shema. Kabbalas Oma Chut Shamayim. Close your eyes and say the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the one in charge. Hashem, you're the one that can make it better. You know, in my first Zoom shiur, I was in the middle, and all of a sudden I said, you know what? You know, you have a nice thing of noodles, not noodles now, because Pesach coming up. You have a good meal. You have a drink of water. Baruch atah Hashem, you're not blessed, Hashem, you're the source. And I said in the middle of the shiur, I said, you know, how many times I say Allah Michir and I bench, I rush through it. And right at that point, that day, I was thinking about what I was talking about, and I had a little more kavanah, I took out a bencher, and for the past week, right, and I've been saying things from a bencher. Right? I'm not trying to like show off. Right? They say Rav Shach, the Gadol Hador, new benching when he was like, 1.5, you know what I'm saying? And 92, he took upon himself, Reb Shach, that he's going to bench from a bencher, you know? So, again, who knows? Am I going to be able to do this every time? I don't know. But my benching changed. And I took a Kabbalah upon myself. And we all could take different Kabbalahs upon ourselves. Refiner mentioned something beautiful, that before you go to sleep, and again, we're all busy, and we're all involved watching the news and this and that, but sometimes we have to turn it off. But before you go to sleep, 5-10 minutes before you go to sleep, imagine you're going up, your neshama's going up, it's obviously Bez Hashem, the diamond, it comes down, it'll kind of neshama. But for the last 5-10 minutes, take out that Tehillim, a Gadol book, a nice story, a Gemara, something. Take something Torah-dik and end off the day with that. Unbelievable. Make Torah, more Siddur upon ourselves. And again, we get busy, and we have so much to do. Sometimes we get caught up doing nothing and whatever. But 10 minutes, different things. Everyone has to Kfima Shahu, whatever they can do. You know, just as I always talk about, my father is doing his Daf Yomi. He pushes me to do the Daf Yomi. These small little things. The things that we do have impressions on ourselves and have impressions on our families and our future and everything. The more we do it now, the more it's going to affect. But really, the idea is the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea of making it part of our lives. Realizing that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av. And now he's going to come out. He's going to come out. All my kids talk to me about it. Mashiach. They see they've been home for a month. A month. That's a long time. It's been a long month. You know what I'm saying? But Baruch Hashem, we've been saying Tehillim together, playing games together, getting to know each other. Again, obviously, everyone has good days and bad days, you know. But this is the time, the growth. So this Pesach, a lot of Yesoidis, We have to stop putting the boundaries on ourselves. We have to bring the emunah, we have to bring the bitachon, we have to realize it's a process. Between the third and the fourth cup, between the third and fourth, you can't drink because you have to take the physical freedom and put into the spiritual freedom. And this whole idea, why does Rashi say that the promise is ger? Because sometimes the avdus from the struggle, and again, when you're in the struggle, you don't talk about this because you're in the struggle, but hopefully when you get out of the struggle, you see how it made you such a stronger person. That's what it's all about. I mean, there's no contradictions in the night. We take the Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the hardships, and we bring it into the Geula. But we're not there yet. We're almost there. We're in the time of Mashiach now, but we're not there yet. You know, they say in the Halach Ma'anya, you're able to invite people. What are you inviting people? They're starting the Seder. No. Because we have to remember that in the time of the Karban Pesach, you weren't allowed to invite anyone, because we don't have the Karban Pesach nowadays. But we need to believe in ourselves. Believe that we could get the Parv Pesach. We could bring the Mashiach. Hashem wants it. He's sending each one of us a lesson. And He wants all of us. He loves us so much. Pesach, Chag HaMatzos. We could do whatever we can. The more we get out of ourselves, the more we have a kavana and a tefillah, the more a kavana and a bracha, the more we want to say something to someone, but we know it's not nice, and we bite our tongue and we don't say it. Wow, Hashem is so proud of us. And we need to be proud of ourselves. Bez Hashem, this Pesach should be the fine. This should be our Pesach discussion. Maybe Purim, there will be. Lasid Lavo. Pesach, not so clear. In the Gemara and Brachos, Yudbeis, not so clear. Famous Rashba and Tshuva. My Rebbe of Sex used to always quote, maybe there'll be different Nisim and their flows. Whatever it is, we need the Geula. We need the Mashiach. We need a daven for Him. We need to have more Emunah, more Bitachon. Realize that the Rabbona Shalom loves us. Everyone should have. Right? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph that Pesach is Ben Nisan, because Nisan, Liga El, it's going to have the Geula, Sidon Liga El. We need the Geula now. Not a Sidon. We need it right now. This is Hashem. Let's bring Pesach. Let's bring it into our lives. Let's get closer and closer to the Rabbona Shalom. Karas HaTov, everything Hashem has given to us, families and health and everything. Bezus Hashem, we should only continue success, and everyone should have an amazing Yontif, an amazing Leila Seder. Make a Seder, a Sipus Yis Mitzrayim. Make it one of the most meaningful days of the whole year. Bezus Hashem, we should only get closer and closer to the Rabbana Shalom. Have an amazing Yontif.